There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Imagine the lobby for that. My favorite, and Trevor is going to demonstrate this for us now, is the National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Go for it, Trevor. Just do your thing.
Did you see it?
I did.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah, his little bent elbows and flapping around. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's also the Feast of the Ascension on a more serious note. One of the things we discovered is May Day. Let's see if you get this one, because both Manny and I missed it.
Okay.
May 4th is Star Trek Day. We're trying to figure out why. Do you know why?
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, rats. See, you figured it out. It took me about, we're talking about, and sort of the light bulb went on in the middle of the sentence of May the 4th be with you.
Yep.
You got it. See, we should have had you there.
Yeah.
Well, Star Trek's what, they have another Star Trek coming out this year.
Well, Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. Sorry. Don't confuse the two.
See, people get mad about that kind of thing.
Yeah, people love one or the other.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you about Mad Max. We'll tell you about movies coming up, because that comes out this weekend. So I think there are some midnight showings of it tonight. So, and this is kind of an important historical day, especially on the East Coast. 1607, Jamestown, Virginia, was settled as an English colony pretty early. 1787 Constitutional Convention wrote a new constitution for the United States in Philadelphia. George Washington was in charge. In 1796, think about that, 1796, Edward Jenner administered the first smallpox inoculation. Did you realize smallpox inoculations were that old?
I read something about it. Something about...
So you knew.
Milkmaids wouldn't get it because they get cowpox, and then it's like a lighter version of smallpox, and then it kind of develops from there.
See, well, he's a source of all sorts of cool information.
A font of random trivia.
That's 219 years ago, the first inoculation.
Wow.
And I think you're right. I think it was English milkmaids. Yep. A lot of research, anthrax, mad cow disease, and believe it or not, schizophrenia have all come out of Great Britain. I suppose because they were around before we were, but penicillin was Fleming, so that's, Marie Curie was X-rays. You have to remember, Europeans had a longer medical tradition than we do, but I was talking, schizophrenia, interesting, the only study that's ever been done and it's ever been replicated was done actually in cows in Great Britain about schizophrenia.
Really?
Yeah. Saying that that may have a genetic component to it, because before that, nobody had ever thought about it. We're still not sure. And there's probably a mild predisposition. And, of course, trying to abstract from cows to humans, a little tricky, although we do it from rats to humans all the time. So, in 1804, Lewis and Clark depart from Camp Dubois and started their historic journey by traveling up the Missouri River, the Lewis and Clark Expedition. There you go. Today. The National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children was launched in London in 1889. And yesterday, I think, was Florence Nightingale's would have been her 195th birthday. So it's an interesting time of year. This is something I had no idea about. In 1913, the then governor of New York, who was William Sulzer, approved the charter for the Rockefeller Foundation, which began operation with a $100 million donation from John D. Rockefeller. $100 million, and that was 102 years ago. That was a lot of money. I mean, that's probably, what, maybe $1 billion in today's money?
Probably.
At least. Amazing. I mean, a lot of it was kind of guilt money, but still. I mean, there are people, presumably, who have guilty consciences who drink as opposed to set up foundations. So, in 1973, Skylab, the first space station, was launched on this day. So there you go. The Amtrak story, still, there was, they just pulled another body out from the wreckage. So that means 8 dead. And the story is getting weirder and weirder. Did you see that the train was going 107 miles an hour when it crashed?
I saw that.
Around a curve that you're supposed to go 50.
Yep.
And the engineer was 32 years old, which seems kind of young to me. I mean, he's not like 12. But apparently it has no memory of the events, which is not unusual that there is, that post-trauma is quite often leads to at least short-term amnesia. But apparently he used his cell phone to call 911, and the question is, was he on his cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be one of those things that's not going to be, I mean, it's, no matter what they decide, it's not going to make people... It's, I mean, it's going to be one of those awful stories, no matter how you look at it.
Just a tragedy all the way around.
Well, it is, and we were talking yesterday, Manny and I were talking yesterday about the fact that it's so shocking because we tend to think of trains as being so safe, partially because they're on the ground. I mean, there's not other cars around. That most of the problems about trains and derailments come from people on the track, of cars that try and beat the signal or something like that. But this one, obviously, there were no conditions. I mean, it was a perfectly clear day. It wasn't raining. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't a stuck signal. The question is, was it a mechanical error? But apparently, it at least registered that he was going too fast at one point. I suspect we're going to find out that he wasn't paying attention. Apparently, there were no drugs or alcohol involved, or at least that's what they're saying at this moment. Sigh. At any rate, so, well, it's one of those, and we were talking yesterday about people being, that Manny was talking about his friends that won't fly because they think it's dangerous. We pointed out the most dangerous part of any airline travel is getting to and from the airport. You know, the cars are much more dangerous than...
I had heard that. Far and away more dangerous than any other form of travel.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I think the average number of commercial plane deaths... And there are some years where there are none. But, I mean, you know, 300, 400 would be a lot. And we kill 55,000 people routinely every year on the highway.
Yep.
Routinely. So we do figure out that's like 125 a day or something. There's nothing that compares in terms of danger with that. Alrighty, on a more cheerful note, 855-993-7569. Alright, I have creepy stories, that there was, we talked, they're now saying that one of the things that people could have done with that, with the train travel, is drones. And I'll have to look more carefully at that, but they're saying, but this is the creepy story of the day, because we were talking about robots and singularity, the idea that somehow, as robots get smarter, they're going to take over the world. Here, this is a creepy story, at least in that light. They now have, you can control a robot with a swipe of a finger. They're doing this out of Georgia Institute of Technology. You can control large teams of robots, which is relevant in manufacturing, agriculture, and disaster areas. It's not possible for a person to control 1,000 or 1,000,000 robots by individually programming each one where to go. The operator controls an area that needs to be explored. The robots work together to determine the best way to accomplish the job. Doesn't that creep you out a little bit?
Yeah, that
creeps
is a little
bit. A person taps the tablet to control where the beam of light appears on the floor. The swarm robots, the term itself, then roll toward the illumination, constantly communicating with each other and decide how to evenly cut the lit area.
Weird. That's weird.
I know. When the person swipes the tablet to drag the light across the floor, the robots follow. If the operator puts two fingers in different locations on the tablet, the machines will split into teams and repeat the process. They envision a scenario in which an operator sends a large fleet of machines into a specific area, say a tsunami ravaged region. They could search for survivors, dividing themselves into equal sections. If some machines were suddenly needed in a new area, a single person could quickly deploy them. It's creepier. The new model is flexible enough to allow robots to change their minds effectively. Change their minds? Rather than just performing the single job they're programmed to do. I don't know. Something to worry about. One more thing to worry about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Garlene, you're on the air. Welcome. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I don't even know where to begin with the situation that's going on in my family. My mom had five kids, single mom, one totally disabled. She passed away now last December, and she was in really, really bad health. And the only one left to take care of her was my really dysfunctional sister, who kind of took care of her, if you will, and my disabled brother in a house that was just falling apart around them. And
all right, before you go, get me too deep in this. How old was Mom?
I'm sorry?
How old was your mom?
My mom was 72 when she passed away.
What'd she die of?
Oh, gosh. Diabetes, heart disease.
Was she overweight?
Much, no, gosh, she was so tiny, so frail.
Huh. Okay.
And
what's the nature of your brother's disability?
My brother's totally disabled. He can pretty much just feed himself.
Okay.
But other than that, years ago, my mom said, you know, whoever takes care of my brother can have the house.
Okay.
And we were all cool with that. So my sister stepped up because she basically has never been out on her own. She's 40 years old. Never has been out on her own. Always sponged off my mother for everything. And so she just kind of said, well, you know, this is my meal ticket. My brother is, you know, disabled, gets all this money, SSI through my dad. And so I'll just, you know, latch on to my mom and my brother and live in this house until she passes away. And so it's just, you know, me and my daughter would go and check up on them, and it was just, you know, we could barely get through the door because my mom became a hoarder, and then my sister kind of just took over. So we would go to court. She would clean up the place just enough to get past, and we would do welfare checks for my brother, and it was just a big mess. And what's going on now is my sister is basically squatting in the home because it's in foreclosure now.
Well, how did it get in foreclosure? Not paying taxes?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. I just, you know, started doing some investigating.
Yeah.
And, if, you know, it's public knowledge to go in and see, you know, what's in foreclosure and what's not in foreclosure.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did. I made some phone calls, found out that $12,000 in back taxes because my mom's house was totally paid off.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now she's there at squat, you know, the house is just...
Well, wait a minute. All right, so let me just understand this. The income, your mom left your sister the house on the condition that she takes care of your brother. Your brother gets what, SSI?
Yes.
And how much does he get, do you know?
I don't know. I want to say, I really can't tell you. But, you know, it was enough for my mom and my brother to live on for years and years, now that my mom is gone. And the other portion of that, too, is when my mom passed away, my sister is just so delusional about everything that I just can't believe anything she says. So she would say, oh, you know, I've got this urn for Mom, and I've got this spot for her in a mausoleum, and on, you know, about how she was going to just take care of everything, which I believed her. And my daughter is like, you know, this just sounds really funny that she, you know, can't take care of anything around her. So she's going to do take care of my mom's ashes and all that. So my daughter started doing some phone calls, found out none of this was true. And I had
is to do your,
my research
is your sister,
to find out.
All right, the ashes, I know, have an emotional sort of function here. But let's see if your brother and your sister get bounced out of that house, it's going to fall on the other three of you guys. So let's see if we can figure this out let's put the ashes aside temporarily. So the house is paid off, $12,000 in back taxes. Where does the money that your brother gets go? Is your sister his legal guardian?
Sister's pocket, and she just squanders it. Basically.
Well, now let's focus on your sister for a minute. If we assume, try and be objective about this a little bit. Do you think there are mental health issues here, or
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Like, she's got MS.
She has multiple sclerosis.
Yes, she does, and that's true because she was in the hospital and they did the scan on the brain and found the lesions in the brain and the scarring of that. And so,
does she have any physical symptoms in addition to psychological symptoms?
Oh, she's really, really heavy set. She lost all her teeth in her 30s. She smokes like a chimney. And
are you sure the diagnosis is MS? Because MS is multiple lesions in time and space. So the fact that she smokes or that she's heavy would not necessarily implicate that. They're certainly not healthy things to do, and she it may contribute to heart disease or stroke or diabetes or all sorts of things. But it's not classic MS. She doesn't have any speech difficulties, no motor neurons.
She said she's become numb on half of her body, her balance.
Is there any money that was left to her from your mom or your dad?
You know, no. My mom just kind of lived month to month.
So the two resources we have is your brother's SSI and the house.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so the problem is that it sounds like your sister may be a nincompoop, but it also sounds like she's got some physical issues that are going to preclude her taking care of your brother for any length of time.
Well, and that's the other thing I'm concerned about, yeah.
All right, so what's the highest level? Is your sister getting any medical treatment? Is your sister eligible for SSI?
You know, I don't know. She is functioning enough where she can take care of herself and my brother to some point. But
well,
again,
if she's got brain lesions.
Yeah.
Look, I think what we're in search of here. Look, let me help you, and then I'll take any questions you have. All right. It sounds to me that this should be our priority. We need to figure out. First of all, you need a better diagnosis for your sister. We need to find out what the hell is going on here. Second of all, if I were you, I would get the. Somebody probably needs to have power of attorney, and if she has brain lesions and it has physical things, it may be that she's willing to give power of attorney to somebody else in the family, or if not someone in the family, which she may not do, to a lawyer. Because we need to make sure that the first thing you need to do for right now is just pay off the taxes. Because $12,000 is not nothing, but what do you think the house is worth, realistically?
Oh, my gosh, it should be actually bulldozed. Because
what's the land worth?
And it's got black mold. It's got
I got it. But the land presumably is worth something.
Yeah, the land is worth some money. Yes.
How much? All right. Here's what we need to do, kiddo. And I'll put you on hold. We'll come back and deal with this. Okay. We need to get an assessment for what the house and or land is worth. All right. That's number one. Presumably, it's worth more than $12,000, which means paying the $12,000 from someplace. Maybe even taking out. I don't know where you're going to get a loan, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
Because if let's say that the house and the land together, let's say, are worth $48,000, let's say, all right? So paying off the taxes means there's $36,000 left over. And part of what we need to figure out at this moment is where you're going to get the resources, because it sounds like not only brother needs taken care of, sister's going to need taken care of. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll sort through all of this, I promise. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Darlene, who's got a real family crisis. She has a mom who died in December. She has a severely disabled brother, and she has a sister who's was living with mom. And it sounds like when mom was alive, mom did a lot of the caretaking. And was assuming that the daughter would take over. It sounds like daughter has got some both physical problems and some emotional problems, and we now have a house that's about to go into foreclosure, or it's in foreclosure because of unpaid taxes. So I think the first thing you need to do is somehow get that money to pay the taxes. And one of the things you may be able to do is, do you live in the same state as the house?
No.
Okay, because is there any of your sibs live there?
Yeah, but my two brothers, one does live in town, but he is just, I just want to remember Mom the way she was, and I don't want to really deal with anything else that's going on.
Well, your brother's an nincompoop, so
he's an nincompoop.
You know, we're going to tell Santa Claus. We're going to tell Santa Claus about him. All right.
And my other brother is totally checked out. He lives in Oregon, and really, he's just waiting for a handout. He's waiting for the house to get sold.
All right. Well, he may be the one to. He may be your cohort in this, because a handout's only going to come if that house doesn't go into foreclosure. Because what I wanted someone to do. Mr. We're going to tell Santa Claus on you, is to go down to the tax office and see, first of all, the easiest, quickest thing to do is just pay the damn $12,000. You may be able to talk to somebody sympathetically and explain the situation of you've got two people on disability, and they may either give a break or something. But what I would do at this moment is somehow get the, get $4,000 from each of the three of you, pay the tax bill immediately. And then start dealing with getting a rebate on it because of the situation, which you may be able to do. Can write a letter.
I remember when my mom was alive, she paid I think it was $300 a year in taxes because she was disabled, because my brother was disabled.
Yeah, exactly.
And living in the home. Yeah.
So if you can, I mean, it may fall to you, kiddo, because you're the one who is getting in touch with somebody at the tax office. And now should be a relatively good time because April 15th has already come and gone. And just say, wait a minute, there's a mistake here. It should have been $300 a year. We've got Mom dying. But what I do, to be quite honest, what I would do is either see if you can stop the proceedings with a phone call, which you may or may not be able to do, or pay the money and then get a rebate on it. Because you don't want to lose the house. The house presumably is worth more than $12,000. And so losing that creates a multitude of problems, some of which can be solved by money. So if you're going to lose a lot of money by just letting this go, Mr. I want to remember Mom as she was, he's an nincompoop. This has nothing to do with remembering Mom. This has to do with taking care of business. You got to get that house out of foreclosure, number one, because it solved two problems simultaneously. It gives your brother and your sister-in-law a place to live. It may be a hovel, but it's a temporary place to live, because otherwise they're going to be on the street. And that's going to create.
My sister knows that, and she just doesn't really. Doesn't register with her.
You're going to have to take your sister out of the equation temporarily. All right. It just because you don't want to lose the house because your sister's an nincompoop, and that's what's going to happen. So you got to, number one is save the house because it buys you some time. Number two, save the house because it will buy you some resource. Number three, you got to get somebody, maybe a family lawyer, maybe you can have a priest talk to her, somebody, because you need somebody to have power of attorney for two reasons. First of all, somebody's got to be in charge of brother's check. Because we don't know what's happening to that.
Yeah.
But she's clearly not capable. So whatever else is true, and all you see, the advantage you've got right now is you can present to a lawyer or what the court to be so that somebody has power of attorney on this situation. If she's not willing to give it to a family member, which she may not, which is, I mean, you don't necessarily want it, but you need somebody to do it that you trust, because you've got brother's SSI check, you've got the house, you've got the proceeds from the house, and the advantage right now that you can present to the court is sister let the house go into arrears. That's a compelling argument to say she can't handle the financial things. So the issue is not punishing sister. The issue is saving the house so they have some place to live, saving the house so even if you have to sell it, you have some money to support these two, because these two clearly cannot take care of themselves. And
I'm just so angry.
Well, being angry, be angry for 5 minutes, but it has nothing to do with anything. It's not going to help you at all. What we got to hear is a problem. And sister, if she's got brain lesions, I mean, it's not like she's silly. It's brain lesions are serious stuff. I mean, her brain is where. I mean, that means her electrical system isn't working well. I mean, so you can be angry at the gods, or angry at the universe, or angry at Mom for living, dying at 72, or you can be angry with your sister. It's a waste of time. It doesn't get you anyplace. What we got to do is save the house, get somebody appointed to take care of the finances, probably sell the house, probably get your brother and sister into some kind of assisted living. But for right now, all of the money is going to make things a lot easier, and money means the house, so you can't lose the house. So that's the the priority is getting that tax bill taken care of immediately, applying for a rebate, getting somebody for power of attorney. Then you've got some time. And then, as I said, being angry with your sister is an indulgence you can't afford right now. If you're going to be mad at anybody, be mad at your two brothers who are checked out on this and not at all helpful. Because there's your sister has a compelling reason why she's an nincompoop. Your two brothers don't. Except testosterone, and we're not going to go there. So, you need so tell each of them that you need $4,000 from each of them, and call up the tax person today and see if you can get stop the foreclosure, explain the situation, write a letter if you have to, but get that taken care of immediately.
Well, I know when I did call, they only needed $6,000 to take it out of foreclosure. So,
great.
I mean, that's even better.
And sometimes what they will do is as long as you make a payment plan with them, that they will accept that. So $6,000, okay. So go hit each of your brothers up for $2,000, or if, because you're doing the work, hit them up for $2,500, and you only have to put in $1,000 because you're going to do the work on it. But save that house, because it means that you have time then. Your sister may be a hoarder, but at least she's a hoarder with a roof over her head. You lose that house, this is all going to hit the fan. And then we need to get somebody appointed, and again, you've got compelling evidence that your sister is a hoarder, that she has plaque on the brain. But don't be mad at her. She's not functional, and it's not her fault. I mean, there certainly may be some issues there, but that's a waste of time right now. Forget that. Think of yourself as a bank. So we're trying to save the asset. Make sure that they have a place to stay. Then you're probably going to sell the place, and you're going to get them into some kind of assisted living, and you're going to make sure that you have a little bit of money to operate temporarily for your brother's SSI check. So you don't have time to be angry. So hit your brothers up for $2,500 a piece today. Call up the tax office, tell them your check's in the mail, figure out what else you have to do, see if you can get a rebate, get somebody appointed for a power of attorney for your brother. You don't even have to worry about your sister, just for your brother, because that way the check will be safe. And you can probably get that power of attorney, and you have enough compelling evidence right now. Because we're not trying to punish sister.
I think an older sibling than her, I think I can do that, I think.
I doubt it, because you can get her medical records to prove that she's compromised. And the point is, then you've got some time. Sooner or later, you're going to have to get brother and sister, probably both of them, whether together or not, into some kind of assisted living situation. But you don't want them on the street.
No, I don't.
Well, so, all right, house, tax office today, brothers, house, power of attorney. And then you've got some wiggle room. And then we can get a take. But viewing your sister as an nincompoop is a waste of your time and probably not fair.
Yeah, she's had a lot. I'm mad at her, but I do sympathize that she's got a lot on her plate. You know, she's dumb.
Well, but her plate's got cracks in it. You know, she's dealing with chip china.
Yeah.
All right, so don't be mad. If you're going to be mad at anybody, which is a waste of your time anyway, be mad at your brothers. Hit them up for the money today. Call up the tax office. Save the house. Then we need to get power of attorney, so we've got some operating capital, and then we have some time.
So, for power of attorney, I need to get an attorney.
I don't know. You may call up the Attorney General's office, explain what the situation is, and see whether or not you need an attorney. I mean, you could probably, if she gave it up voluntarily, I think it's just a piece of paper you signed. I got power of attorney. I gave my brother, I have an insurance policy for my mom for long-term health care, and I'm the owner of the policy. I don't live in Denver. He does. And so I wanted him to have power of attorney to make medical, you know, he has to make the medical decisions with me, but he has power of attorney to hire and fire people. And it was just a piece of paper, and it had to be notarized, but it was a piece of paper.
Okay.
And Google, you know, just go on and say, you know, Google power of attorney for disabled sibling. I mean, they'll tell you everything you need to know. You may not need a lawyer. It would be nice if you got your sister's compliance. She may have to sign over, because she may have, who has guardianship, do you know?
I believe she does.
You need to find out.
She does.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll keep you on hold if you have any other questions. But you hear the priorities, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And this week, I think that the movies may actually live up to the fanfare, although we've had some pretty seriously good movies, or some seriously big movies. All right. Well, we've got two that I'm going to review for you today, Pitch Perfect 2 and Mad Max Fury Road. All right, I'm going to do them in reverse order, because otherwise everybody cares about Mad Max and not so much about Pitch Perfect, so I'll do the other way around, right? sneaky little thing, aren't I? All right. Pitch Perfect was kind of a surprise hit. It was a sleeper with Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson, Brittany Snow, with the idea being that an a cappella group, that Anna is this kind of uptight woman who goes off to college and sort of ends up being in the a cappella group, and they have great success. And it worked really well. Pitch Perfect 2, the idea of Pitch Perfect 1, it was kind of cute. I'll tell you why. All right, so Pitch Perfect 2, the first couple of minutes you think, why the hell did they do this? I mean, this is ridiculous. The idea is that the Barden Bellas go to Lincoln Center and perform in front of the president and Michelle. And they actually have them in the movie, or at least they have pictures of them. And Rebel is doing one of those Cirque du Soleil things on a silk, a silk curtain, and has a wardrobe malfunction and essentially flashes the president and first lady. And so somehow they are put on suspension and they can't recruit and they can't compete anymore. And so, interestingly enough, Elizabeth Banks, yes, the Elizabeth Banks, who plays the color reporter in the first one and the second one, directed this. She was a producer for the first one. She produced this one and directed it. And it turns out both she and her husband were a cappella singers. So the first couple of minutes of this, you're thinking, oh, please. You know, dirty jokes about flashing the president and whatever. But then this movie is a dumb movie that has a very smart premise, which is all of us love 60s and 70s rock and roll, right? We all love that kind of music. We love pop music. And we love, many of us, synchronized dancing in tune with the singing. So they basically every 5 minutes they have another a cappella group doing their thing. The plot, such as it is that the Bellas convince the student body and Elizabeth Banks that if they win the international competition, they've been 3-year champs of national, but if they win international, that they can resume their status. And the group that has always won international are the Sound Machine, these German Teutonic people. And there's kind of a subtext going on where Anna is just charmed by the woman. She's, but your skin smells like sweat. You have a perfect body. So this, I mean, it's a stupid movie with a very smart idea, which is every 5 minutes they have another group breaking into song of infectious songs and synchronized dancing, and you'll get a kick out of it. It's 115 minutes. You will like it. They have another kind of silly subplot with Haley Seinfeld being a student there whose mother was a Bella, and so she gets to be a legacy. And the last scene will bring tears to your eyes. I promise you'll have a great idea. And believe it or not, the Green Bay Packers are in this. I'm not going to tell you why or how, but my guess is that this movie will do very well. And it's fun. I mean, it is really silly fun. And I think it's PG-13, so you can take your kids. Well, maybe not. No, it's probably PG-13. It's probably not. But it's silly fun. It's stupid, silly fun. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Mad Max Fury Road. All right. This is the same George Miller who did the first three with Mel Gibson, all right? And, the first one, do you know what the first year Mad Max was done? You want to guess, Trevor? I'll tell you.
Wait.
It was 1979.
Oh, man, I would have guessed later.
Yeah, everybody would have. Well, they did two sequels. They did, and they were both Mel Gibson. They did one in 81 and one in 85, which means the most recent Mad Max was 30 years ago, all right? So it's been 30 years since they've done it. And the same director. The thing about, and I was thinking about it, I thought, I don't remember. I remember the visuals. The first one I thought was interesting. It was a throwaway independent that made a lot of money with a cop who becomes vengeful, a road cop. That was Mel, whose wife and kids are killed, wife and daughter are killed. The second one was about gasoline shortages, and that's the one I remember most vividly, just the images. The third one was Tina Turner and Thunderdome. And so I remember Tina and Thunderdome. But the plot in this one, it goes 2 hours. George Miller does the best car chases in the business. There's just no question. Now, his cars are sort of made-up things because the idea is that this is in some apocalyptic future. There's no, not only is there no gas, there's no water. There are these kind of there's cancer and there's all sorts of icky things that are going on. And the opening scene will keep you breathless. I mean, you're literally exhausted. It's basically, I'm trying to think, there are either five or six, I think, serious car chases. It's a movie full of car chases, but which are incredibly well done. Some of the gimmicks that they pull on this, including guys like on pogo sticks, or they're not pogo sticks, they're like bamboo rods that sort of flail back and forth and drop bombs. I mean, the visuals in this, you will not believe that if you don't, it's noisy, it's violent, it is, the plot is basically kind of silly. Charlize Theron is terrific in this. This is being described as the first feminist Mad Max. I'm not sure I would go that far, but she, it's really her movie. Nicholas Hoult, who was wonderful in About a Boy, I think he's a great actor, is kind of the little you know, scene stealer in this one. And Tom Hardy is great. He doesn't have as much to do. It's more Charlize's movie than his. But you don't go for the acting particularly, which is fine. And they're both pretty good actors. He's probably, they're both good actors. She won an Oscar. You don't go for the plot. I mean, I could tell you the plot, but who cares? You go for the visuals, the noise, the car chases. You will be exhausted at the end of it, and it will make scads of money. You will have scads of fun. I think it's R-rated. I don't think you're going to be able to take your kids. But if you love the early Mad Maxes, you will love this one, because not only do we have a gas shortage, we have a water shortage. So it'll make scads of money. It will definitely be the number one movie this weekend. If you're not in the mood for it or the lines are too long, you can go see Pitch Perfect 2 and you'll get a kick out of it. They're opposite ends of the spectrum. They're both in their own ways enjoyable, kind of fun, silly movies. But it's going to be Mad Max this weekend. He will wipe Pitch Perfect off the screen. But that's kind of what they expect. Pitch Perfect will do very well on DVD, on rentals. So, Trevor, do you have any more questions about about Mad Max that I can answer for you?
I don't know. I really want to see it, I guess, is the point of my...
Yeah, it's, I mean, the visuals are just literally mind-boggling. And some of the stunts, you know, it's just, it basically, you'll be exhausted at the end of it. There's no respite, all right? So go to drjoy.com to get more of the review on Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.